It's time for our regularly scheduled check-in with our Chapelboro social media. And for that, we turn to the guru of the Chapelboro social media, and that is our own Ayasi Chinflu. Ayasi, how's it going?
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. How was your weekend?
Well, you know, I was out actually on Thursday and Friday of last week,
right,
just due to illness. So majority of my weekend was me, like, you know, just trying to get back to being healthy. And
yeah, there's always those days when you're like, okay, I'm better now, and then you try to do something and you're like, I'm not sick, but I don't want to be out doing anything right now.
Right, but even when you're like finally recovering from being sick, it's like, all right, let me wash my sheets, let me like clean up,
let me deal with the fact that I was just sick because I'm an adult and there's not a parent that's been taking care of this the whole time.
There's so much other yes. stuff to do. Like, I still have to do laundry and wash my dirty sheets and, you know, just be grown.
Yeah.
But I feel much better.
I'm glad that you're back and glowing as per usual.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, runny nose anymore. I'm a healed person.
Excellent to hear.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty fun. We had, I took my son to Carowinds over on Friday for a cashed-in Christmas present. And it was very busy. It was spring break, and there were lots of spring break people there. So he was not accustomed to having to wait in lines as long as we were waiting. And I was kind of like, this is what amusement parks are. Like, most of it's waiting in lines. And he's gotten really lucky the first couple of times. So that was, it was fun, but it was also just that new experience of like, okay, if you're going to ride this ride, we're actually committing like 45 minutes to an hour to it, as opposed to the 3 minutes of the ride. So that took a little bit of getting used to, and then he was very disgruntled. They have a thing called Fast Pass, which they didn't have when I was a kid, where you can pay extra on your ticket to like skip the line, basically.
Yeah.
So then it becomes like this very visual, like, have and have not thing playing out, where it's like, there's the fancy Fast Pass people going on the red carpet line.
Familiar, yeah. So, yeah, it does make you feel pretty red carpety. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I'm glad you are fun. Can we talk about how fun you are, Andrew Stuckey? Because, guys, he is not the dad who goes with his kids to an actual amusement park and then just stands in line. He actually goes on the rides with them. And I mean, that's pretty cool. You get a lot of cool points.
I did a lot of just standing around, though. Because I'll go on an intense ride, but once the ride levels down to if it's just spinning in a circle really tightly the whole time, which is actually what several of the kind of young elementary school age kid rides are, those aren't really great for me.
I
don't do well on those.
Yeah.
I can do a roller coaster, that's fine. But if I'm just sitting in a chair spinning around for like 3 minutes.
Dizzy and sick.
That doesn't go really well. The other highlight of my weekend, and I love this so much, my daughter wanted to go to the library today. She was planning this several days ago, and she's six. So she knew that Monday was April Fool's Day. And she was concerned that the library might not be open on April Fool's Day because it's a holiday.
that's a funny joke.
The idea that businesses would close, like, sorry, it's April Fool's Day. There's no mail delivery. There's no banking.
But it's, that's everything's adorable. Shut down. Don't you just love that about like having someone in your life who just makes life a little less serious?
I love it.
Taken April Fool's so serious. She's like, I mean, they got to close the library, huh?
That's right. You can't just have people going out living their normal lives. It's a holiday. It's April Fool's Day. You should be altering your plans.
And that makes you chuckle because that's a nice little April Fool's Day funny thing to even
absolutely
think about.
Let's talk social media now.
Of course.
I assume that we've had a lot of sports going on social media given the March that we just had.
The March madness.
The madness that was March, and now it's April, and we will not speak of it anymore.
Hey, it was a madness, actually. It really was a lot of madness. I mean, I'm going to talk about some pretty sad moments, but, you know, I just got to be honest. We're going to do our countdown from 3 to 1 about our, like, top social media posts that went, you know, high and had the highest engagement. But I guess to start, you know, we got to talk about that game, Cox loss against for the women's basketball team. And that was really, that was like a sore spot. Just talking about it, it's still sore because it was like, UNC 41 to 88.
Yeah. And it was, I don't, no one really thought that UNC was going to win that game, but I think a lot of people were feeling like they'd keep it close as they had in the past, and they did not. So pretty simple there. And we're actually going to, I'm going to have Michael in here later in the show, and we're going to, one of the things we're going to talk about is what happens next for the women's basketball team.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of question marks. All right, let's not dwell on that too long, though. What about our number two social media moment?
Well, you know, number two, let's just talk about how excited we were. Our Arts Angle did one called Cali, Here They Come. And, you know, we were just so excited about that Michigan State win that we got to head to California. And RJ, that was actually going to be his first time. It was. No, he got to go. I mean, it was his first time going to LA. And, you know, we were just like exciting.
Yeah,
we're, I think,
That's part of what makes the tournament so special, right? Is you get those two wins on the first weekend, and then you get like this whole week of like build up. You get to be like Sweet 16 and think about the matchups and like the build up to where you're going to be playing and all that. And so it makes sense that was one of our top moments, because that's like what we live for in these parts, is that the stretches in March when you get to talk about the possibilities of the team in the postseason.
Yeah.
And then
I think also for a lot of the fans too, this was such an exciting story. I mean, just talking about them going, you know, in the hopes of like maybe they'll get to the Final Four, but thinking about that matchup with Caleb Love, thinking about the Arizona, like,
yes, it was hard to not be looking at that. And then they both ended up losing, which I'm guessing takes us to our number one social media moment.
Our number one is, of course, that Alabama loss, guys. So 87 to 89, Carolina 87, 89 was Alabama. And I mean, I think that one just was really, that one was just sad, just because it was just so close.
It was a close game, and they also seemed like they were winning for a lot of the game. And also, I know this doesn't have anything to do with the actual outcome, but it has a lot to do with my experience of the game. Mm-hmm. It was so late. To stay up so late and then to see them lose was so, that was just like a little extra twist of the knife at that point.
I mean, that was hard. You know, me, I stayed up for that game and I was sick.
Yeah.
I was like sick, and I was like, gosh, this is not making me feel better.
I did not let my son stay up for that game, even though he wanted to, and I do not regret that one bit. It would have been, it wouldn't have gone well if he'd been up that late and then watched them lose a lead at the end. He would have been very upset. All right, well, let's not dwell on that too much longer either, because, sadness.
We can talk about some of the highlights. I mean, we have pictures from that game, and I think for me, one of the highlights from that game that we talk about in one of the stories Michael Coe did called I Wouldn't Change Anything, and you have Cormac Ryan, who's, you know, being interviewed by the press, and he's just really standing up for RJ, because it wasn't one of his best games, and he's like, look, you're not going to go ahead and crucify my friend.
Yeah, they were very...
That was a nice brotherly moment.
There was so much like talk about how this team was a team and wanted to be a team. And to see that moment like actually play out, where it's like they, like, you know, the season's over and they're still just like, we're a team. That felt good. And, to your point too, it was, in spite of them losing, like, this was a fun year. This was a great mm-hmm. team that we got to kind of watch progress through the season. And I guess the short version is it was just a lot. We needed this after last year. Last year was hard, and this year was not hard. This year was mostly fun. And I will always appreciate this team for that alone.
I mean, another thing that was really cool, like takeaway of just that story, is that RJ Davis's jersey is actually going to be in the Dean Smith Center.
That's going to be fun. I don't know when they'll do that, but that will be super fun when that does happen.
That will be. So, I mean, if anything, like, That's a highlight. You know, I think that's a win in my book.
It's the voice of Ayasi Chinflu. We're talking social media for our Chapelboro accounts here, and we're just about out of time, believe it or not. So let's get those the handles and the platforms out there, and anything else that you're looking forward to this coming week.
Goodness, guys. Okay, I have one last thing, and then I'm going to, you know, wrap up. But I just want to say that you guys should submit a t-shirt design for a chance to win $979. That's happening right now. We actually have a way to let people know how to enter. on our social media, WCHL Chapelboro Instagram platform. So make sure you're following us and you can learn more. Also follow us again on Facebook, WCHL Chapelboro, and also on Twitter, WCHL Chapelboro, formerly known, well, now known as X. And also we have a Chapelboro News Instagram account where you can basically see a lot of pictures that just go along with our stories, the visuals, and hey, if you're not listening, you can still be tuning in on socials. So just follow us, WCHL Chapelboro. Thanks.
Definitely looking forward to that t-shirt design contest, and I know we'll be talking about that a lot more both on and off the air, so it's going to be a fun month. Aussie, thanks as always for jumping on the mic, and I'll see you around the office.